Welcome back. Welcome back, and this is the Deanne Burley Show on Truth Radio, or on RBN, excuse me, and I'm John, the host. Deanne will be back. She's having some phone problems. And we have a caller, and if you could identify yourself and where you're from, I'd appreciate it. Mike in Maryland. Well, welcome, Mike in Maryland.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I was going to talk about something here in a second, but do you think that explosives were planted during the construction of the Twin Towers, or is that just a hypothesis?
No, there was a discussion on that we had on Truth Radio this week, and if you go to libertycalling.com or .org, I'm unsure, Ron Larson is our local physicist, we call him, and Chris Brown is bringing this information forward. He says he has some pictures. I haven't reviewed it myself totally. I was just listening to the discussion. And when I first heard it, I thought, how absurd. First off, the CIA has a secret base there, basically, and would you have explosives entailed in the building to where if somebody wanted to take it out, they could take it out? Well, you know, I didn't really want to believe it, but the information that is coming forward, and as you start putting the dots together, I have troubles not saying that it probably did happen, and again, I haven't investigated the pictures to see it. And one of the things that was reported was the C4 was put on the rebar, and they described it as being a anti-vibration mechanism and an anti-rust mechanism so that the people putting it on wouldn't recognize what was going on.
So it was like a sheathing over the rebar or something like that?
Right. And they say they have a picture of this that shows itself because as they were building the some of the lateral sections, apparently the connection didn't get blasted. And you could see this material still intact on the rebar in some of the pictures. And the thing about it is the concrete was blasted so fine.
Yeah.
For that to happen, you have to have a very in close proximity of the blast to the material to create that orchestration, or you would need a tremendous amount of more blasting materials to do the function of the task. And, a couple things. Just think about this. The buildings were hit approximately a third of the way down from the top. If it was a compaction, as they described, it would start crumbling where the plane hit it. It wouldn't start crumbling from the top down. And as it crumbled from the top, or the third of the way down, the very top would kind of be like intact as a top hat would be, but it'd be disfuddled, but it wouldn't be in pieces. And at the bottom of the pile, because actually the bottom of the pile would kind of cushion its fall. Another thing is, the towers were like, can you hear me all right?
That's some kind of interference.
Hello? I'm unsure what all that noise was. But
I don't know. It's weird, yeah.
But anyhow, the other one of the buildings was 67 or 69 feet from plumb over, leaning over. And if you've ever
righted itself.
Correct. If you've ever cut a tree down and you have a tree that would be 69 foot hanging over one way and you were trying to fall it a different direction, it would almost be impossible. And the first plane that hit the first tower, it took out most of the face of that wall of that tower. So now if you have a collapse and a weakness of the structure, again, comparing to a tree, if you have a hollowed out area and you start cutting through that, it's going to fall towards that side.
That's going to be the weak point, yeah.
Correct. And you didn't have that happening in the Twin Towers. So we definitely are getting to where we definitely have an in-house blast of a demolition. Now, was it planted prior to the...
Can I come back online?
Sure, you can hang on and we'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
And this is the Deanne Burley Show on our republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Everybody can hear me here. Here we go. And it's the Dan Brilli Show. I'm John, your host. And I apologize, Will. I forgot you're still here also. And I got changing the topic here. They gave me a call and told me Dan was having trouble there, and it dropped off.
Well, that's no problem, John. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Well, you can go bring up your guest or your caller because he still has a question, I think.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm delirious of who you are.
Okay, yeah, this is Mike here. Well, we have to have an open. I wasn't going to call about this, but I just want to just say, I mean, that's possible. It's hard to believe that they could be that diabolical to plan something that far in advance. Plus, it opens up the whole issue of safety of something going off by accident. But if you listen to William Rodriguez, he says that the towers are closed down, you know, a number of weeks before 9/11, where there's a lot of construction, late night people going in and out, so that's a possibility too. But the main reason I called, though, the gentleman that mentioned the vocal local, and I'm probably one of the worst for not participating in the local politics. I've only been to like one or two meetings, but this is a good way to maybe embarrass politicians or even corporations or institutions, universities even. And Alex Jones talks about this a lot, you know, he's mentioned this before, but there's a website, you know, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And if you go to CAFR1.com or CAFRMAN.com, you know, for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, CAFRMAN, CAFRMAN, and CAFR1.com, the gentleman there goes into detail how basically most, if not all, municipalities, cities, county, and state have sitting on huge cash reserves that most people aren't aware of. And so if they're ever going to raise any taxes or if they're going to try any chicanery, which they invariably do, you know, get a hold of the comprehensive annual financial report and say, listen, you guys are sitting on this huge reservoir of money, and you're going to hit us up for more tax increases. It's a great way to embarrass politicians and to embarrass bureaucrats into reining in their spending. And I was kind of joking with this one guy, it'd be a good way to blackmail somebody too if you really wanted to be devious about it. But the, you know, CAFR1 and CAFRMAN.com, the guy explains how to go about to dig up the information, and the by law they have to make that public to the people because it's a law that says, you know, but it's obscure. Most 99.9% of the people don't even know about it. But
well,
by
Mike,
law,
Mike,
yes,
you're 100% right on that because I used to be on the LSCs in Chicago, which is local school councils. I used to go to all the meetings in Springfield and everything else. And the thing is, they do have surplus money. And when it goes, what they do is they have the school board meeting and they vote for Title VII funds and this, that, and the other. And then those funds come in. And then the funds don't all go to Title VII. A large majority go to a general fund. So these general fund funds are outrageous, the amounts that they have in surplus. They don't tell you about them. And the thing is that they use it to pay salaries for other areas when they run out of money. They use it for whatever means they might have the need for. And this is the whole thing. Hey, Will, are you there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, hey, Will, you know about that. You know how they surplus money, right?
Well, not only are they surplusing money, but there's also a trend in school boards particularly to roll over the debts. In other words, you would pass a school board bond, but when it comes around, you know, it's been years now since it's been passed, and they've been paying and paying, but then they just roll it over into a new loan, a new debt, and then build the next project, too. So there is that, and the gentleman is exactly right. There's generally a considerable amount of fun laying around if you look. But for the caller, rather than thinking of it as a way of embarrassing, I think that it would be better to go in with the strategy that we're going to expose. If they don't have much moral caliber to start with, then they're not going to be very much embarrassed. But we can certainly expose them for what they're doing. And also we can let them know, the board members know, that we know. And they know that we know, and we know that they know. And so it makes it more and more difficult for the worms to turn. Are you with me?
Sure. I mean, plus the fact, too, it's not just the fact of having cash reserves. I mean, a lot of this money is invested in private industry and corporations, and God knows how much money is floating around that might be misappropriated. And, I mean, it's just I've have made some tenuous investigations into it. But for people that are really, you know, that are real activists and that get involved in this, that would be a good thing to pursue. Now, I just want to say that you all have got a great program. I really enjoy listening to you all. And you all have got, you know, it's really good. You all have really got a really good show, nice freewheeling show where you can talk about just about anything. So
thank you very much for calling in, Mike, and I'd love to have you call back again. But
sure,
you brought some very important, you know, issues in because, see, again, you know, again, keeping it local, you know, we scream and complain about everything that's going on. You know, these politicians are doing this and that and the other, and we have to be accountable, you know, here because, again, you know, the whole thing is it starts from a little small seed. And it then grows into a big, hairy, horrible bush. Oh, did I say bush? Excuse me. What I'm saying to you is a seed can be construed as being something evil if we don't cut down on the the overgrowth. So the thing is, well, the only way to stop the seed is to be there and watch the seed and nurture it. So this is the reason why we need to be more functional in the county local government, the state meetings, the city meetings, because this is where FEMA comes in, all these other kind of corporate people come in, and they make their deals. And like for instance, good example. Now, I'm going to probably go down like Rosie O'Donnell, because I'm mentioning Donald. You know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
Anyway, he came into Chicago, and he took over the Sun-Times building. He got that for little or nothing. Because why? He was able to go in there and negotiate the deal, saying, hey, I'm Donald. I come in here. I bring the structure in, and that's going to bring the city and state a whole lot of revenue. So when he came in and negotiated the deal, then the deal was done in such a way that he paid little or nothing for his Sun-Times building. And this is how things are done. But people, you know, you look at things and you equate people with having money and spending money. And you know what? They don't spend money. They negotiate. They make deals. They make decisions. And then you are out of the loop. You're the one that's paying for all this.
Well,
am I not right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly
true.
Right. And the idea that, you know, they're not actually spending money, obviously, there are digits that are floating here somewhere. But we at the local level, we sometimes forget that the international financial community is driving many of the decisions that are happening at the local level. Remember, as globalism makes transition from global to local, this is where we see what's going on. And John has gone to meetings and reports on it on the air.
Public
I go to meetings and talk about it on the air. And so what we'll start to find is that what's happening in Missouri is happening in Illinois, is happening in New York, it's happening in Louisiana, it's happening in California as well, and these things that are happening have similar names.
Yeah, public-private partnerships. But could you, man, I would love to see the look on politicians and bureaucrats' faces when you go to one of these big meetings and you start handing out copies of the comprehensive annual financial report to people, and then you start throwing it in their faces, all the stuff that they're invested in, all the money they got floating around. You know, boy, that would be a great way to go. Well, I don't want to take up too much time on the air, so thank you all very much for letting me talk. Y'all have a good evening.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for calling in. And the thing is, again, you know, he's in New York. We got Will here. You got, you know, John, myself. We're all in different states. And each one of us, if we collectively, you know, gather more than one person to go to these meetings, you know, he's going to one, Will's going to one, get four or five people, you know, listening to this broadcast. Go to the meeting Will has out there in his state. If you show up there, and the more people that listen to my broadcast are in that area, show up at those local meetings, then they can't do little twisted things. The thing that they do, too, folks, is they stack the deck. Stacking the deck is when they end up putting people in that you think that they're regular people, and those people happen to be people that they placed in there to stack the vote in their favor. Now, why am I saying that? Oh, I've seen that happen. When I was on a local school council, oh, my God, it almost got threatened with death at times because the power of the local school council, the power of going over the school budget, the power of the money that comes into the schools themselves is staggering. The money that comes in, you look at little Davy and Julie, and they're trying to go to school and learn and stuff, and they're supposed to have computers in there and stuff. A lot of that stuff doesn't come into the school. It's been redirected financially. Out of the school and goes somewhere else. Budget fights, all kinds of things go on. That's the reason why, as much as you might have not have time, you need to think of the time you spend can save you your situation paying $4 and something a gallon at the gas pump. It can save you huge amounts of energy bills. Maybe even stop those chemtrails from flying over your airspace. We'll be back after this break, and we'll continue with this talk here.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran.
Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, we're back up, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with John Anastasis and Will, and we're talking about keeping it local, folks. Again, it's a very important issue. Like I said, you know how much impact it would be if you showed up at the county board commissioners meeting, the next one that they have, and show up there about this thing with the gas. It's about, what is it, $2.30 worth of tax added on to the gas, John? Would it be reasonable to estimate, or is it higher?
The other day, my kerosene was on 5 gallons, 5.3 gallons was $14.78, and $8 of that was gas. So the price of the kerosene was $1.28.4. I didn't really figure up, it was like $3.47 or something was the gallon price, I believe, at the pump with the tax. And so anyhow, don't quote me on that number, but the other number I know for sure was $1.28.4, and diesel fuel, it was supposed to be 25 cents cheaper. And so now I'm going back to my wholesale distributor that gives it to my farm, and he's been telling me I'm going to pay $2.37 tax-free. So he's gouging me, and I'm going to let him know that I know and get it reduced. Also, just a quick comment on Mike there. To my knowledge, I understand that the fiscal budgets are actually, they have three times the monetary amount of money they need to operate is the number that I'm understanding as a generalization of revenues that the townships have or the state has or whoever. And, you know, that's a huge, no, I wish I had three times the money I really needed. That's why you can see them blow such an extravagant amount of I want to call it BS, because you and I can't do that. No one can do that. The only ones that can do that is the townships, and there you have your cliques of your lawyers and your judges and your whoever, the people that they allow to get these contracts are all in control, and they can violate the law and do everything, and they just can't do any wrong. And it's the only time that something comes up that they do something wrong is that they've somehow stepped on the toes of the big shots, and so all of a sudden the big shots say, oh, you've done something wrong now, and or else it's like Wolfowitz. I think he won him in, different politicians right now seem to be bailing out. They seem to say, oh, I'm getting done, or they've had a problem, so they bow out. You know, I think things are going to get real hot and fiery coming up here, and I think they're just getting out before it gets too hot and get to their hiding den, is my opinion.
But look at what's going on with the presidential election. There's another guy that just signed on to be a candidate for president. You know, how many are we going to have? 85? I mean, you know, come on now. You know, everybody is signing up to run for president of the United States. What do you think about that, Will? All these candidates, all these different people coming up.
Lots of smoke screens, lots of diversions. You know, it's just like the magician's trick. Watch my left hand, don't watch my right, because I'm going to get you with my right when right now, you know. So they just throw a lot of people up there, and it helps to keep the real candidates hidden. It also helps to conceal Ron Paul, put him in with a whole herd, and that way we have to dilute the message by listening to all of these other also-rans. And we don't get a chance to really focus on the people that have something to say. So that's an important distinction. Also, a multiplicity of candidates like this is further affirmation for the use of electronic voting and calculating computing equipment. So there's something in all of that. But we go back and look at, you brought up a good point about the various people on these commissions. Unless the listeners actually attend these meetings, unless they do as I do and just dissect the local newspaper and underline and make clipping files, you won't realize that in your community there are only a double handful of people who are actually running the whole show. And these people show up on every board. And they will be, let's say, a retired judge. And then that judge will show up over on the, let's say, the university extension group, the co-op group, or they'll show up on a water board, or both, and then they'll show up on a planning commission, or all three, or and then there'll be a school board, or all four. And so you wonder, well, in our area, are we short of people, or are all of these people, you know, all of these positions just being filled with insiders who are in the game, who are playing the game? But if you don't go to a multiplicity of these meetings, you'd never recognize that you're looking at the same faces all the time.
And indeed, you're right about that. You know, I went to the county board meeting at Hinsdale and Downers Grove. Same people show up, you know, and very few. The Downers Grove had a little bit more people there because they were complaining about the situation with the fire department. But, you know, the whole thing is, folks, again, you got to, if you put more folks and faces in there, they get startled. And they get scared. They don't want all these other people coming in hearing what they're doing. I've said I was going to a couple of these meetings out here in the last couple of weeks, and they've changed the date of the meeting. I thought that was funny. I was looking at the board at this one place, and it said that the meeting was going to be May 29th. And they said, oh, no, that's the other meeting. It's only, like, if it's the fifth Sunday in the month, then we have the meeting on the state. And on the board, it said that the meeting was May 29th, and there was no retraction to another day. And that's what they do. We'll be back up, and we're going to talk a little further on this, but then we're going to go to this other conversation about these people with these diseases that are running rampant. We'll be right back after the break here on the D.M. Early Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, we're back. And we're live here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And folks, this network needs your help and support. We're getting ready to move to another location. So please get your dimes and dollars together and send some money in to this broadcast, because you keep this alive, you keep everyone alive. Everyone in the Patriot Movement needs to be on radio. They need to have their stories told. They're whistleblowers. They're individuals like yourself that need to get a stories addressed, and you cannot get it in any other venue other than with Indie Radio. We are a part of Indie Networks, and you need to support John Stettmiller, because again, if we keep him alive, we keep the movement and Patriot Movement alive. This broadcast, Truth Radio, we have Richard Palmquist, whose wife is very ill right now, and I hope that the listeners pray for her. She's in the hospital right now, and he's in my prayers. He's another good man, the Patriot Movement. We have very little broadcast out there, nothing going on that much in the mainstream press that will cover the stories we cover here. So again, is it very hard that you can, you know, put some money together to take care of these broadcasts? And again, if you can find it too in your heart, I am doing all I can to keep things afloat here. John has been got my back, and I had a few other individuals over the years, but it's been very, very difficult, very tight for me. My health has been very bad, but I still go and go due to the fact that I know that this is an important movement, because if we don't do, every cause, everything that we find dear to our heart will be gone in a heartbeat. That's why keeping it local is very important, because if we do go to these meetings, make a stance, make a statement, we can keep them under control. They currently have become our demigod. A demigod is somebody that is not a god, but somebody people appoint, and they are scared of. They're frightened of it. They won't do anything with it. It's there, and they cow down, and they worship with their money. So I don't think we want to put politicians and people in office as our demigods. I think we need to be more concentrated in the effort of making this country run the way it's supposed to. What do you think about that, Will and John?
Well, you know, Dan, and I won't stay all night with you here, but just let the audience know that in order to make a change, we're going to need to have a replacement set. We need to have people who are qualified, who understand our Constitution, to go and sit and take these positions. And so in order for that to happen, it's up to us. The next county commissioner might be you, listener. It might be me. And in order for that to happen, unless we're just going to replace it with the same ilk that we've had in the past, we're just going to have to get involved, and we're going to have to know what we're talking about and do our homework. And when we do get elected, then we need to fulfill our promises, be responsible for the position, and be accountable for our actions. And I can't think of a better way to do that than to start right where you are, get local, and take action.
Well, you said it so eloquently. We got a caller. I think the caller is Dan. Is it Dan?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
Okay, good to talk to you.
What state are you in?
Texas.
Oh, okay. Welcome on board. Thank you for calling in. You have a question or comment?
Well, I think it's now becoming northern Mexico, but that's nothing to do about that. What a comment was on the gasoline crisis. If you look on the internet under methane ice as a subject, have you heard of methane ice?
No, I haven't. What's that?
Oh, my God. Well, first, let me give credit where credit's due. It was publicized in the New America magazine by the John Birch Society. And if you go to any website, just type in methane ice in the address bar on the computer, you'll come to trillions of pages. And it is in the ocean, almost every part of the ocean, here in the Texas Gulf Coast and New York, is everywhere. There is methane under the ocean frozen in ice, endless, literally endless, forever endless amounts of it. And then the proof that it's there is once in a while fishing nets will snag it and blow up the boat. It is so full of methane that if anyone on the boat is smoking, the boat would be obliterated and no one even knows what happened to the fishing boat. But it was fortunately once in a while, so they haul it up, nobody's smoking. Of course, now they know what it is and deliberately, intentionally don't blow up the boat. But it's not unusual. We just kept hush-hush for the thugs that have control of our way of life in this country and the whole world entirely, in my opinion. And it's there. It's endless. And no effort is being made. Just turn your computer on with a methane ice. You'll see all kinds of stuff from scientists about it. But you'll never see it on 6 o'clock with Tom Brokaw or any other slime balls talking, including Rush Limbaugh. It's endless. It's free. You have to, it's there. You don't have to run pipes or you don't have to build refineries. And methane ice.
That's interesting. John, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard about it, and it's one thing that's going to be a problem. When we have our big cataclysm and the earthquakes and that kind of thing, you're going to see a tremendous amount of that released. And so anyhow, as it's released, it'll gasify into the water due to the temperatures of the volcanic action going on. And that's why some of the ships will be lost, because all of a sudden it'll become bubbled water, which won't support the ship. It'll be under the surface of its surface tension, and so you'll lose some ships at that time. If they're in the wrong place at the right time, they'll be going down. And because it isn't oxygen-free, you won't live very long. You know, you can stress yourself, but with breathing methane, you won't do well swimming in the water.
But that methane, can it not be used for gasoline?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So would that not be logical that somebody in these so-called, quote-unquote, oil companies, do that? But see, again, folks, the whole thing is a mechanism of control. They have, you know what they can do with fuel prices? They could go up so high. that it controls you from getting in a car. It controls you from getting on a bus, because then they can basically control your movement by charging you so much money for gasoline. You can't get in your car and drive to work. You can't drive to the local grocery store. You can't drive out of the state to visit your family because it's too costly. So they have controlled the mechanism of transportation by increasing the price of gas. This is the reason why they won't look into alternative measures for heating, for fuel, for gas.
Well, if you remember last week, we reported on methane being run in the taxis in Arizona, and that they were running one 20-pound container of methane for a 12-hour period. That was in a taxi stop and go and hard driving. But if you average 50 miles per hour of operation, that would be 600 miles per tank of propane at $10. And if you convert that from the $10 of cost to gasoline and mileage, it was like, I don't know, like 70, 80 miles a gallon and per cost factor. And bottom line is Arizona's hot, and so maybe you might have to take that propane tank and wrap it around your exhaust manifold to heat it up to the temperature of Arizona area, but that's doable. And it's not that hard to do. We were talking about it today and with some of my friends, and they're saying if you want to burn hydrogen gas, they have a supplemental hydrogen generator that fits in the dash of your car, and somehow solarly it is generated. But you have to unhook your oxygen sensor so that the computer doesn't malfunction with the burning of the hydrogen addition, so your car will run function properly. But anyhow, yeah, natural gas and propane are a very viable product and very safe and very clean, and there's lots of it.
Yeah, if I could talk some more, I'll fill them there.
Sure. Not sure what we got in the background. We got a terrific amount of static there.
You have a lot of noise in the background there?
Yes.
I don't know what the... Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh,
both
okay.
Of you.
Hey, Manny, can you bring me down for a second?
Can you hear Dan?
Manny, can you hear me?
This is Dan. I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, he's talking
okay.
To the producer there because I think it's her phone that's crackling so bad. Anyhow, the go ahead, Dan. Talk about the... methane.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why I said with the methane. But I can say that I've been a federal government contractor. I had a company that repaired elevators. And not to change the subject, but I worked on elevators in the Walter Reed Hospital, the National Institute of Health, submarine bases that are secret in New Hampshire, and I've been in all companies' executive offices like Exxon, Mobil, Shell. And I'd like to say that I'm up there with my toolbox or with one of my employees. It's not unusual. I'm no longer in business, by the way. But we had a real problem with people up there on drugs. And like the vice president's office with his bulletproof windshield in front of his desk, with his executive secretary in front of the bulletproof windshield. I mean, these people are animals. I mean, they have prostitutes. I had a problem. One prostitute, they gave me a prostitute, and I had a problem getting rid of this prostitute so I could go home at 5 o'clock. People on drugs, I mean, dope laying in the floor on dope, and I worry about it and get my screwdriver and hurting them or me. Now, these oil companies are really run by demonic people, sick, twisted people. And, I've been there, done that, and as far as federal government contracts are concerned, I've had three federal government contracts worth $12,000 to $15,000 a month, and all they are is based on organized crime. You pay business agents. Like the International Union of Elevator Constructors. And then before they finish doing more, I've been told to keep my stupid mouth shut. I've been threatened here in Houston more than once by the IUEC Local 31. But I'm 62 years old, so I got nothing to lose. I got heart trouble, blah, blah, blah. And I've really been told to keep my mouth shut, like a little mush of Moscow communism or something, to keep my mouth shut about this stuff. But on the contract, you pay off a business agent, it's the union, who are nothing but thugs. You pay off a government contracting agent. And then you can have union labor work for your company. And the government contracts are corruption. And like I said, I had three contracts, $12,000 to $15,000 a month. And one of them was a Walter Reed Army Hospital. And I got the contract because one of the guys that was with me was in on the crooked deals. Well, they don't even bid the job. That's a bunch of crap. Especially when Clinton became president. Before then, to get a contract, Low bid would get the contract, and you'd take your contract with you in an envelope and go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to Kansas City or whatever, or Washington, D.C., or Seattle, and they'd open all the envelopes up, and low bid wins. Well, what Clinton did was he made it now whether you can email it. Boy, is that a bunch of crap. I mean, talk about rigged. And I've had a business, I mean, building managers of huge buildings, just city-owned buildings in Houston, city of Houston buildings, just simply want to cut a deal, the cash under the table. So I just, not to change the subject, that's how corrupt the oil companies are and every damn thing is.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, when they're trucking in by the CIA the drugs into this country and distributing them to knock down the poor class, the middle class, whatever, you know, if you pull up that U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, there's just things that they say they can do legally. And I don't care if it's printed in law or whatever, if they're terrorizing the American public and the Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you how they put me out of business, if you don't mind. The way they put me out of business was, first of all, in the South, in the Union Territory, you can go hire your buddy next door, your son. But up there in Yankee Land, they tell you who to hire. They don't say, I can't hire Joe because I've known him for 15 years. No, you got to hire these guys over here. You got to hire them or you just shut your company down. That's how the difference in the North and the South and the unions are concerned. You have the right to work state, blah, blah. But the way they put me out of business was, when I was in Washington, D.C., there's a guy working, I think it was Otis or Westinghouse, elevator company. He was in the White House working on the elevators when the shift changed. And he didn't know where the elevator was, but he was up in the White House alone with his toolbox looking for the elevator. And when the shift changed, he forgot to tell the new shift replacement to go walk around the elevator guy to, you know, keep his nose clean. And he walked in the Oval Office. This is really the true story. And Carter was there. Well, Carter went ballistic, being a big sissy, you know, girly man he is. And he thought the guy had a machine gun in his toolbox. And then, so the guy ended up getting fired and losing his career and his job. And so the union forced me to hire this kid. He's a good family guy, a hardworking man. And then because I hired someone that had been blackballed, they blackballed me from government contracts. They forced me to hire this guy. And then because I hired him, they blackballed me from bidding any future federal government contracts.
That's outrageous.
I can prove that,
too.
Oh, it's insane. And
Isn't it kind of redundant how they have to have you have clearance codes so that you can get in and work there to make it safe and whatnot, and the clearance
The reason I got in on the click was I'm a Vietnam veteran, so supposedly they would give certain contracts to Vietnam veterans, Korean veterans, women, Eskimos, you know, whoever digs salamanders out of the dirt in the Thursday or whatever, you know, all the other nonsense they come up with. But that's the reason I got in on it. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got, you know, in on the big time. But these guys really are just scum, absolute scum.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. It's just very interesting. I appreciate you sharing that with us. It just is. I've seen so much myself. It doesn't surprise me, but it just irritates me. And I actually feel sorry for those people because they can't feel very good about themselves. I mean, it's like
they're animals. These people are animals. They're subhuman. They have no conscience.
They get to a point, John. They don't have any consciousness. You know, all they know is money and being where they are. So whatever it is to keep them where they are, have no consciousness of what needs to be a human being in treating another human being as a human being. And it's scary. You know, it's people that I've seen and know. They have. In fact, one guy told me his mother-in-law said, you know, when people were in a situation of tyranny that were in another country and stuff, he said his mother-in-law said, so what? Who cares? You know, and they were Americans being tortured. The person that he was talking to was his mother-in-law who had a lot of money, a lot of power. Who cares? They don't care. They think of people in numbers and what they can do for them, and that's about it.
Yeah, what amazed me was that I got to meet guys from New Jersey and Chicago, you know, and they're working shoulder to shoulder. Hard working men, not putting anybody on personally. And, I mean, like I'm from Texas, but they're not from Chicago or New York. They're from Local 2 or Local 12, from International Road Local Workers, or Local 5, the iron workers. I mean, they don't think of themselves as Americans, or they think of themselves as from a local, union local business agent said, these people are from another planet. They don't really think of our life. They're not part of our society. They're a whole separate subculture. They don't think of themselves even from New Jersey, the state of New Jersey. I'm from Local 14, iron workers in, you know, New Jersey. And that's how they introduce themselves. It's like brainwashing to them.
Well, it has to do, too. Look at the policing agencies, too. They've gotten to the point where they have put themselves, as you stated, as a subculture. They don't feel that they're on the same level as the people that they are out to serve. That culture of being in the policing mechanism, it's just like when I was working in the circuit court. It's a whole different mentality. You set yourself above the people.
Well, yeah,
at this point, when you work in these agencies, you look at people.
Really. Huh? I went to the police academy because of Speaker of Veterans when I was out of work. And, they had one instructor was a Texas Ranger, one was a U.S. Marshal, every kind of imaginable law enforcement agency there, one of each kind of instructor. And then one of them got to go to Russia, and he was really happy because in Russia, if you're a cop, you can just beat the crap out of someone for any reason, say they're under arrest. He thought that was fun. That's the mentality of some of the cops.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we're going to break, and we will be back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And this is Deanne on Late Night with Deanne, and we're talking about the things we need to be really conscious and aware of and what's going on. Local government, how important it is. How important for us to function within it. Now, I'm going to switch the topic over for a moment because I think it's very important about something that just happened this week. Mentioned it in the beginning of the broadcast. Washington Post. A April 6, 2005. Just reading you something that happened. Terra Drill, Test Hospital, Union, New Jersey. The focus of the nation's largest anti-terrorist drill shifted to hospitals yesterday as fake victims streamed in a mock bioterror attack in New Jersey and a simultaneous a chemical weapons explosion in Connecticut. Four large inflatable decontamination tents were set up in the parking lot of Union Hospital to treat dozens of patients who arrived at 9 a.m. from New Jersey's mock pneumonic plague attack. Now, I want to bring these things up to you because I want to kind of bring this to mind about something that's going on here. By the way, it said $16 million was the cost for a week-long exercise. It meant to detect weak spots in the nation's emergency planning system. In New Jersey, the drill began Monday at Hillside Campus of Curtin University with an investigation of a sport utility vehicle suspected in the mock terms of spraying aerosol forms of deadly bacteria from a nozzle sticking out of its window. In Connecticut, busts were overturned and volunteers played victims with gory makeup and simultaneous blisters and bloody scars all over their body. Okay, this happened in 2004. There was a mock terrorist drill similar to that in Chicago on LaSalle Street. They did the same thing. It was in a subway station. Again, it was a biological terrorist attack. Now, drifting back a little further, September 11th, remember the buildings that went down and all that soot and all the contaminants that came out of the building? Well, think about all those people that were on the site and the people that came there later that were cleaning the site, the ones that cleaned up. They said at least 20,000 came down with some type of strange lung disorder from breathing in all these different things. You know, that were in the building. And they said out of that, 3,000 died. And the rest of them had problems with their lungs. And then there was a report later on that there was a high level of SIV, which is a tuberculosis strain that is kind of similar to AIDS in content. They were talking about that in the New York area about maybe a year and a half ago. Now, to swing the story around, I'm going to bring back the movie V for Vendetta. If you look at that movie, what is in there? The character V was mad. Why was he mad? Do you understand what happened to this man? Well, before the war broke out in the United States, V was an experimental victim, as many other people that were put in internment camps, similar to what they're going to probably do to us. They were experimented on countless numbers of times. Many of them died, just like they would have died in Auschwitz and the Nazi prison camps. And what happened in this drama was that they were trying to find a cure for a disease they had. The only person that had the cure in his body was V. That's why his door was marked V. He was the one that was supposed to be the cure for all that had this virus. Now, while that happened, the fire broke out and he vanished and did his